Hey, good morning, everybody. It's the second day of February 2021. My name's Larry Jacobs. This is Pre-K-12 Education Talk Radio, which, as you probably already know, is now a part of the American Consortium for Equity in Education. You can join with us over there for Equity Pre-K-12. It's free for educators, and also free is our magazine, which is Equity and Access Journal. It's a really great issue. We just came out with the new issue 2 days ago. So it's up on site over at ace-ed.org. All you got to do is go over there, click through, click on the icon, you'll be able to read a terrific magazine. The only magazine focusing on equity and access 100%, which are the key issues these days in the age of COVID, in the age of equity, etc. So I hope you do check it out. We'd love to have you join with us again. It's all free. Everything we do over there, we want your voice heard in equity at ace-ed.org. And that's also where all these podcasts are. You'll see the icon that says podcast. You can go there, check it all out, listen to whatever you want. We'd appreciate it if you do that. Tell your friends, your colleagues, your professional colleagues about ace-ed.org. Got a nice show today. I hope it's a nice show. I haven't met Max, but I'm looking forward to doing that. Max Corneev. And Max, tell me if I pronounced your name right. It might be Corneev. Okay, Max is the CEO and co-founder of EWA, Learn English, which is a language learning mobile app that inspires people to learn English, which is cool for ESL. We're all about equity here, by doing things they already do. I'm going to let him describe it. So let me bring him on right now. We're going to talk ESL equity today with Max. Hi, Max. How do you pronounce your last name?
Hi, Larry. Thank you for having me here.
You're welcome.
Beautiful morning.
Where are you?
In Europe. I am in Europe. I am in Spain right now.
Wait, but say where you are. Say it again. Where are you?
I am in Barcelona, Spain.
Ah, wow. Lucky you. How's the weather in Barcelona today?
It's amazing. It's a blue sky, plus 20. So it's very nice, very nice. Winter, definitely.
Winter. Yeah, it's snowing here where I live in Maine in the U.S. Max, are you from Barcelona? Where are you from?
Well, I'm originally from Russia.
Mm-hmm. And do you live in Barcelona now?
Well, I live in two countries. Singapore, where I started my company. I lived there for 2 years. Then I moved to Barcelona, and right now I'm travel back and forth. Well, before COVID times, of course.
Yeah, right. What a lucky guy. There's a lot of people. Go ahead. Finish up. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I mean, I will go to Singapore in 2 weeks anyway. I have a lot of questions and business to do because I haven't been there for 9 months already.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. Well, a lot of people would be very envious of you living in beautiful Barcelona and then also Singapore. What more can I say? I mean, it's just incredible. What a nice life you have. And it's a pleasure to meet you. So thank you for taking your time out of your afternoon. It's almost your afternoon now. Or it is your afternoon. It's 2 o'clock there, right? It's 2 o'clock?
It's 3 p.m.
Three. Okay, got it. It's 3 o'clock. So you're 6 hours ahead of us down there. Okay, it's nine. It's 9 o'clock. A little bit after 9 o'clock here in the morning. Max, tell us about your app. What's app? Are you world traveler? Let me tell everybody where they can learn more about it. Okay, it's at appewa.com. App like app. EWA.com. Okay, and Max, okay, and how, by the way, pronounce your last name for me.
The last name is Corneev.
Corneev. Thank you very much, sir. I wasn't too far off there. Okay, Max, tell us all about your app. Okay, we want to hear it. Go ahead.
The app actually designed for people who learn English as a second language.
Mm-hmm.
I had my own pains while I was learning. And
yeah,
I came up with the idea that I need more motivation to keep me learning. So actually, I had a lesson once a week with a native speaker from the United States, and we ended up we didn't have any themes to discuss, and then we started. He just suggested, let's discuss films. That's mm-hmm. how it started, actually. Then we discussed articles, books, mm-hmm. and everything. So I thought that time that maybe really cool to take all this media people get used from their childhood. They mm-hmm. Definitely have their favorite movie characters, yeah. or maybe books, or whatever, and then I would like to combine everything, and it will be good for me, and yes. probably might be good for other people. So I discussed with my friends, and I found out that they definitely use all the films. I also use, Friends, for example, maybe the best example with learning with TV shows. This is my favorite one. And then I asked them about the books, and I found out that they also use books to build the vocabulary and just improve their English language. So it's
Max,
about
how long has this been around? How long have you been doing this?
I would say it's around 3 years. Right now, we developed it slowly. We rebuilt it. Mm-hmm. The first version, which was made by an agency, it was awful. But when we rebuilt it, 99% of it, of the code, of initial idea, and start our advertising campaigns in Facebook, and then it was 2 year and a half, and then we suddenly understood that people loved our idea, and it just was a dramatic increase in user base,
mm-hmm.
and revenue and everything. Excuse me?
I said one person does well with it and tells their friends and spreads the word. And before you know it, geometrically, okay, more and more people are using it. Okay, and I think it's wonderful. And I want to say something to you. Years ago, we had a student who stayed with us. This is many years ago now. Okay, from Croatia, and when he came, he spoke perfect English. And he was born and raised, had never left Croatia. Spoke beautiful English, mm-hmm. like you do. And when I talked to him, and I said, "How'd you learn English so well? Did you have it in school?" He said, "No." He learned it off television, and he particularly mentioned CNN, okay? And what you're doing is taking television, film, books, popular culture, if I may, all right, and turning it into a way to learn English, and that is a key way to do it. I know this, obviously, from this kid who stayed with us, okay? So let me ask you, Max, have you worked with schools at all?
Yes, the usual average level of the students, pupils in Russia of English language is not that good. We use kind of old materials and books, and it's outdated. And after that, I didn't use English a lot after I actually graduated from even university. But mm-hmm. then I understood that I started working in an IT company, B2B IT company, and I understood that I need English anyway. And I tried a lot of times to learn it, and then I, as soon as I didn't have a specific motivation, it's important for your work, I started learning understanding that I need it. It's not the real motivation, the real goal. For example, if it's important for your work, you will learn it anyway if you like it or not. But if you learn it for yourself, for the future, at some point, you might be exhausted, doing it every day. Our mind is lazy and usually find a way how to cheat you. So find something better, more interesting than learning a language. So that's why that idea was born, to try to cheat on your mind, try to give him something interesting, actually, which is it likes. And that's how it started.
It's pretty, I gotta tell you, pretty interesting, Max. Okay, go ahead, keep going. Talk more about it. I love it. Go ahead.
Yeah, and then I started learning, and I remember I actually used games, like Blizzard games, you know, those mm-hmm. back those days, like yeah. StarCraft.
Yeah.
Work.
Yeah.
I tried to, we didn't have actually good translators, all this stuff, and just to understand what people talking on the screen, I mean, in the game, I wrote carefully every word, translated and learn it and everything. So then later I do it with the films. I also stopped the movie and try to write all these words or sentences and translate it and understand it and try to use it and pronounce it correctly
mm-hmm.
And so on. And then I moved to books. My favorite U.S. writer is John Grisham. So Runaway Jury,
okay.
Time
sure.
to Kill, everything. Yeah, I remember myself. I bought a lot of books from Amazon, and it was delivered to Russia. And I also bought audiobooks. So I tried to read it, and I tried to, at the same time, listen what I'm reading, just to understand how to pronounce every word. But
mm-hmm.
it was some issues because you have to stop every time you don't understand the word. You have to
yep.
stop. Translate it and write it down, and we just cure it in our app. You just can read, for example, Tom Sawyer, and at the same time you hear how to pronounce every word, every sentence, translate every word instantly, and then you can mark it for future learning. And so it's like a good machine for
yeah.
especially for ESL students.
Well, so let me ask you, okay, I'm trying to figure out here. So let's just use a book on your app, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, on app EWA, all right, appewa.com, okay, everybody. Now, all right, will Tom Sawyer, the book, be available? Tell me how your app works. Will people listen to Tom Sawyer, listen to the pronunciation, et cetera, et cetera? Just use that as an example. How would that work, a book on your app?
You just choose a book you would like to read.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say Tom Sawyer.
Yeah.
And when you start just reading it, you can switch on the special button, which is a player. And Iwa, we call it Iwa,
mm-hmm.
Will read it for you. So you read yourself, and at the same time, you listen how to pronounce every word. And this is really important, because when you read it in silence yourself,
yeah.
you can imagine that specific word, pronunciation of the specific word,
yes.
is... you don't know how to pronounce it because, for example, if it's new for you, you have to go to, dictionary to understand. But we
yes.
just give people ability to just push the button of stop the reading, stop the audio. You can just repeat it as many times as you want,
mm-hmm.
this specific word. You can get the translation at the same time of specific word you don't know. For example, you don't want to pause reading. For example, you can understand the whole meaning, but you don't know specific word. That's how actually I read. I just wrote down every word I don't know, but I never stop the reading because it's the other way it's too long, you know. And right now you can, in our app, you can, for example, read, listen at the same time. You can, if you don't know specific word, you can translate it. You can stop the audio. You can, as many times as you want, you can repeat it, this specific word. You can mark it for future learning and then continue reading. So it's you don't need anything else. You don't need any vocabulary, additional, anything. everything inside the app.
Everything's inside the app. Okay.
Transcription, you can market for future learning, like a flashcard, you know. For example, you can choose while you read a few pages, marked like 20 words you don't know. Then you can push another button, and then the AI allow you to remember them using a repetitive method, a Pimsleur repetitive method, like a flashcard. That's how it works. So it's really great for building vocabulary.
It's wonderful. And Max, since we're talking to educators here on this podcast, okay, I must ask this. Do you have, and I know this is a hard question to answer because I understand what you're doing here. Do you have it broken down into simple books, like for younger kids, okay, or people who are just learning English, versus more complicated books? In other words, and I'll tell you why I'm asking. My wife was she's been trained at it. She was an ESL teacher, English as a Second Language, all right? And when people were just starting out learning English, she used a lot of children's books to teach them because the language was simpler and the words were simpler. But as they progressed, all right, the books, so to speak, the text that she was using got more difficult because obviously she was dealing with people who could do that, all right? And I'm curious, and you can do this with TV shows, children's shows versus adult shows, or movies, same thing, okay? And when you look at what you have inside your app, is it broken down into simple and then progressively more difficult? How does that work?
Yes, you are right. It's a great question, and the answer is pretty simple. Yes. We differentiate all the books by the level, so you can start reading, for example, very simple kids book, and then as soon as you progress, you can move further.
That's actually, excuse me, I've just taken a drink of coffee there. Okay, sorry about that. All right, so the people can progress further. Now, what you just told me about books, tell me how you work it with movies. I love movies. I love film. Tell me how you work it with that. Tell the audience.
Yeah, this is also one of the best parts.
I got that feeling.
We started with the idea that people actually love to watch the films or TV shows and definitely have their favorite characters and so on. But first, we decided to check if it will be interesting for them to learn vocabulary from the movies.
Mm-hmm.
So we just did special sets of words, and Eva suggested for you, or you can just find your favorite TV shows sets of the words from these TV shows. You can learn them, and then. Let's say switch on TV and watch it without stopping, because you can, before that, you could learn every word from it. That was a specific set of the words for each film or TV show which available on the market. Then we move forward. We decided that we can use memes, popular memes from films. You can find them on YouTube.
Yeah.
So it's right now it's a special developed courses topics. It's more than 400 right now on the different. It's a different topics. So we pick up.
Wow.
We pick up very popular. Let's say it's in airport. So this is a specific vocabulary. So we found these small parts, like 3-4 seconds of the. Film or TV show, we just cut it and made a beautiful lesson. So all the lessons followed by small short memes, which is actually fun.
Yeah.
And they develop that way. So you're just interacting with the things you're interacting all your life. That's how it works. We usually trying to follow official guidelines for ESL teachers. So all this vocabulary should be for specific levels. We're trying to be more supportive for ESL teachers as well, because the person who learning a language have to know that the vocabulary he's getting from our app, this is like a vocabulary of a specific level for English learners.
And Max, let me ask, okay, you're Russian, you live now in Barcelona. Okay, and I believe the official language of is Singapore. What's the official language in Singapore, if I may ask? Is it Chinese or English?
It's a Chinese, it's Malaysian, and it's English, of course.
Malaysian.
Or even official
language. I had a feeling it was a combination down there. My question is, I'm asking it this way, you're in Spain. And here in the United States, and also in Canada, we have a lot of kids coming in who are ESL students whose first language is Spanish. Okay, now we also have children from every other language you could possibly imagine coming in here. As you have looked at your app, and so many people are using it, again, it's appewa.com, everybody, all right? Does it work better with one language over another, or have you found equal success, okay, no matter where the student is from?
Actually, it does matter. We cover 98% of population, if I got
wow.
you right.
No,
so it's 37 languages. And we cover almost all the world in terms of the coverage itself, in terms of the language English learning. But right now we are moving to another pairs. It will be Spanish. It's already Spanish inside that for English speakers, Russian speakers, Chinese, Japanese, and Portuguese. So all those five language speakers can learn Spanish as well. And we're adding three more.
Very interesting. That is very – but and my question, your answer was just fine, but my question, is it working as well with every language? Let's just say a Japanese person who speaks Japanese wants to learn English. Does your app work as well with them as it would with a person from Spain who speaks Spanish?
Yes, yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Definitely.
So, it
Definitely.
Works with every language is my question. You haven't had any kind of gaps
with every language. Yeah,
that's really something. And I have to ask you this: the company is EWA. Again, the website is appewa.com. What's the EWA stand for?
It's thank you for funny question, because it's really funny.
Yeah.
Because as soon as it started, it was English word ambassador, EWA.
Ah,
it's a mascot.
Okay.
It's like a funny small woman with a purple hair. So it's a English. It used to be English words ambassador. Then it was English world ambassador. As soon as we covered a lot of languages, you know, like almost all the world. So, and we turned to more like. From flashcards to lessons, normal lessons. So it's a world ambassador. And as soon as we had Spanish, we just decided to get rid of everything. And just it's EWA, it's our mascot, symbol. And actually people like it and send us letters trying to talk to her. And it's funny.
It is. And
especially
people,
on our Instagram. You know.
Good. Yeah. How many people are using it now?
It's around 3 million monthly average users.
Wow.
Yeah, and around 300,000 subscribers, and we're taking off now.
You must be very proud of yourself for doing this, Max. I mean, it's really... you created something really important here. I mean, it's really, besides the fact that it works, it's really important. Okay, because
For me,
yeah, for everybody, yeah. Go ahead. It's important. You did good. This is really something.
Thank you.
Yeah. I really mean what this is. I'm going to ask you an interesting question. I don't know whether you thought of this or not. I'm going to ask this, so you do think of it if you haven't. When we work with schools, anything with technology working into a school, the schools are very concerned, and I don't know if this is worldwide, but it certainly is here in the U.S., about student security and safety. Okay, have you thought about that aspect of your app? Okay, in other words, if a child is putting in their name and all that sort of stuff, is it secure that no one could break in and see it? Okay, it's a key thing. And if you haven't thought that, if you haven't thought that through, which I have a feeling you have, you need to, because students here, they need the way we work it here. They have to be safe. I don't know if that's the same everywhere. What's your thoughts on that? Just so you can articulate that.
Mm-hmm. It's a really important question nowadays, and
it is.
I think for the developers, it's much easier and difficult at the same time now, because maybe you know Apple new guidelines about security and privacy. So all you have to do as a developer, you have to follow the guidelines. And it means that you have to develop product that way, following guidelines, that it's product secure for those who are using it. That's it's difficult because actually we have more and more restrictions, what we can do, what we can track, what we can't track. And that's also difficult because to improve the product, you also have to understand where is the bottleneck in your app. Yeah. For example, you can understand why people stop using it, and without traction, you never know. But anyway, I agree that the privacy is important. So we follow all the rules. All guidelines.
It's safe. I wouldn't be the first one. I'm glad I asked that question, because that's an important question, because what you have here is something that works, and it's something that works and works well. And in order to get it to be used by students, by the way, people can sign up on their own. Again, it's appewa.com. But English language teachers need to know about this. Okay, and the parents of these kids need to know about this. It's just that important. And the ESL teachers, they can learn a lot of lessons on how to teach by using all these wonderful things, the films, the movies, the books, the TV shows, etc. Max, we got to go, but thank you so much. And you have a good day. Enjoy some nice tapas there today, okay, in Barcelona. I envy you.
Thank you. Thank you, Larry, for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure, sir. And you just be safe and in your travels. Please be safe. You got a whole world to cross there. There's a lot of pandemic to go through. So take care of yourself, okay?
Yes, definitely. Thank you very much, Larry, and bye.
Bye, Max. That, everybody, was Max Kurnev. Okay? Max is the CEO and co-founder of EWA, and that's at app, EWA, appewa.com. Good guy. This is a very interesting product, and Lord knows we need all the help we can get in making kids feel secure in language, no matter what language they're coming from. So now you know about it, okay? appewa.com. Please go over and check out what we're doing at ace-ed.org. Read our magazine, Equity and Access, brand new issue up there right now. This podcast will be archived there. Pardon my voice. I feel like it's cracking. I'm Larry Jacobs. I think it's my cold. Larry Jacobs, this is Pre-K-12 Education Talk Radio. Thank you.